Amos Periches Pasuk Aleph. We see another vision of Amos, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks him to tell him what he saw. So it's very similar to some parts of the previous parak that we learned, but we were interrupted by the confrontation with Amatzia, the Kohen of Beis El. Koa Hirani Hashem Elokim, says Pasuk Aleph. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed me. And this vision may be before the confrontation with Amatzia, it may be after, but this is where it's reported. V'hine kiluv kayit. And I saw a basket of late figs, of summer fruit. So there's some back and forth about whether or not summer fruit means inferior fruit or better fruit. Generally speaking, figs ripen in Tammuz and Av, mostly in Av, and then some in Elul, and the ones from Elul are the late figs. So this is summer fruit. Radak says fruit that dries in the sun, kind of raisin-ish. Mari Kroja says it's ripened figs. Beis Vayomer Mo'ata Ro'eh Amos, and Hashem said, what do you see, Amos? Same Lashon as we've seen before. Vayomer Kluv Koyetz. I said, a basket of late figs, of summer fruit. Vayomer Hashem Eli, Bo HaKeitz El Ami Yisrael. The Keitz has come, the end has come upon my people Israel. Kayetz in this case, Keitz. Now, we like to talk about the Keitz being the end of Galus, but in this case, this is the beginning of Galus. This is the end of their tenure in Eretz Yisrael, the end of the people. The Keitz of the people has come. So it's a play on words with the word kayetz that just came before. Lo osif od avor lo. I will no longer pardon them, because we've seen before that his pleas, his entreaties almost begged for them to get one more forgiveness, one more temporary delay of what's about to come. But now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has told him very directly in no uncertain terms that there's going to be no more forgiveness. There's going to be no more pardons. Gimel, Vehililu Shiros Heichal Bayomahu. The songs of the temple are going to be wailings on that day. So the shir is going to turn into a yalil, is going to turn into mourning, into bewailing. Which heichal? So Rashi says it is not the heichal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obviously. It's besoch heichalehem b'mishte osehem. It's their banquets, their temples, their drinking songs. So instead of singing, they're going to be crying. Nu'um Hashem Elokim. Rav ha-peger b'chol makom hishlich has. Corpses will increase, pegarim. Everywhere, they're going to say, hishlich has. Throw away, remove, kick out. So everything that they're going to hear now is going to be the oppression of enemies, throwing them out. Dead bodies will be many. Some say hishlich has is cast silence on everything. So that's going to be the end of all of the singing, and even the wailing isn't going to be permitted. Rashi says, throw the corpses away, hus, remove them from us. Silence as people dispose of the bodies to accept Hashem's justice, Radak suggests. Abarbanel says Hashem has cast down the carcasses, and this is almost talking to Amatzia. He should keep his mouth shut, stop challenging the Nevi'im with their true Nevuah that they are offering. So more terrible things are to come. And again, Amos is giving his Nevuah while things are still seem pretty good. And so the people are going to be taken by surprise as long as they're not listening. Pasuk Dalet Shimu Zos. Listen to this, Hashoafim Evyon, to you who swallow up the poor people, who refuse to help the poor and who oppress them and who steal all the money from them. So this is the beginning of a section now that Rabbi Etshalom calls summation and judgment, where he summarizes all of the terrible sins of the materialistic and oppressive Malchus Yisrael and then the judgment of them. Velashbis aniye oretz, and who work so hard to cut off the poor of the land. So you are trying to destroy, to take everything away from the poor people. And not only that, one suggestion seems to be to get rid of all of the poor people. Make them, Radak says, make them disappear from the world by taking everything unjustly and deceitfully from them. So they're going to die. You're going to stamp them out. There have been some kind of hard-hearted administrations over the history of the United States that have tried to say, we're going to get rid of the poor. And sometimes their way of doing that is just to shove them out, send them somewhere else, trample on the poor people. They'll disappear, but they'll disappear in the worst way possible. And finally, hey, Lamar, saying, Masayav or Hachodesh, when will the month be delayed? When are we going to have an Ibur year? When are we going to have an extra month in the year? Ironically, of course, the second Adar is declared and decreed by the Sanhedrin at the Beis HaMikdash. So it seems like this is an unintentional way to show that up in Yisrael, they also observed the Ibur Yar. You can't take complete Jewishness out of the Jew for when Pesach is supposed to be. But why do they want there to be a second Adar V'nashbira Shever so that we can sell our grain? We'll make more money when we intercalate the extra month, Adar Beis, there's going to be more money. Old grain, Yashan, becomes more expensive because you can't eat Chadash until the Karban Omer, and you're delaying Nisan by another month. So therefore, you can charge higher prices. And who are you charging? To the poor people. V'ashabas, when is it going to be Shemitah? V'niftecha bar, and we will open up our stores of grain. Not like Yosef HaTzadik did, who is, of course, the namesake of Ephraim, and as Yisrael is often called, Ephraim. But what does Yosef do? He opens up the bar. He opens up the storehouses for everybody who needs. But these people are talking about opening it up so they can jack up the prices. And we can get rid of all of our old grain that we've been holding on to till we can take the advantage of the opportunity. Lahaktin Eifa, to make the Eifa smaller so that we'll sell for smaller measurements, but we'll jack up the price. They call that economy pricing. They do that with your orange juice. When you get Tropicana orange juice, at one point it was a 64-ounce container, and then it was a 59-ounce container, and they charged the same price. Well, now your 59-ounce container is something like a 46-ounce container, and you're still paying the same price. Lahak ten eifa. Ulahagdil shekel. Make the shekel larger. So that way we'll get more money in exchange. So the weight that we weigh, the money that you owe us, we use very heavy weights. And the weight that we mark the produce that we sell you, we use very light weights. So you're getting less and you're paying more. Ula'aveis mozne mirma. And to pervert deceitful scales, which is exactly the point about the larger shekel and the smaller eifah.